some of the big catches that you made and how you are connecting so well right now with RG3?
Really just been practicing really hard. Coach Hugh been on us tough, and we really know what we got to do. And, you know, you can practice how you play, so I take pride in coming here every day, putting my head down and practicing hard.
Was this your best practice, do you think, this summer so far?
I really can't say. You know, if I don't have a good practice, I have a bad day. So try to come in here, know what I have to do, and practice on a level that I know I can practice on, really, to show the coaches that I can come in and play as a rookie.
Corey, how would you describe what you did today?
You are.
We did good as a team, but I have to say that we had penalties that we can't have in the game that cost us. But as a team, to come out here, first day of scrimmage, I think that we did pretty good. I think I did decent. Some plays that I messed up on, some plays that I did good on.
The catch in the end zone, falling away, I mean, that looked like a tough catch. Could you just go over that, what you had to do and all that?
I just knew, you know, situation, I think it was third and long, and I wanted to keep us on the field. It's court touchdown, so we weren't having a good drive. I think we had a penalty that drive, pushed us back, so I knew that I had to go up and make a play.
Corey, I know it's only a week into training camp, but are you kind of coming to practice and participating tonight with a little chip on your shoulder? When the draft boards came out, you weren't the top receiver. Are you coming in with a little sense of a chip on the shoulder, trying to prove that you were where you were picked and proving to be where you should be picked?
Answer that, yes, because I'm just really competitive. I like to, you know, win at everything I do. I wouldn't have to say so much to do with the draft, but just me coming in as a receiver, as a rookie, trying to prove myself, trying to earn a spot on this team.
How do you think Robert is progressing in this offense? And just, do you feel like you guys have this strong connection from just work? I mean, do you think it has anything to do with working together in L.A. during the break?
Robert helps everybody out. He's a great leader on this team. You know, even when I don't know what to do sometimes, he helps me out, get in place. And he has to really, you know, he has his toughest job on offense. And he's done a great job preparing himself and his mind, you know, to get the task done.
That push-off on Tremont Williams, who taught you how to do that? Like a veteran
Muslim. It was a push-off. I didn't see no flags.
It was a good one. Is that just instinct by you? Or?
My job was to make a play on the ball. Tremont, you know, he comes out here every day, gets me better. We have great competition. He's a great guy, too, and he just helps me get better, and I enjoy it because I want to be the best that I can be.
Jamon was just out here, you know, raving about how well you've done in camp. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot to come from a guy who really set the standard and has a high standard for himself. He comes out here and he works like he's a rookie, and he takes some pride in, you know, knowing what he has to do. And we compete. When the Lions, we compete hard. After, you know, I can go up, talk to him, ask him, you know, questions to get me better, ask him about, you know, other receivers that he's gone against and what's so good about their game and stuff like that. Just try to learn and take in all the information that I can.
How much are you looking forward to having Joe Hayden back so you can test yourself against another really elite Pro Bowl cornerback?
I'm excited. It's like, you know, my big brother, I've been knowing him for a while, and I'm ready for him to get back on the field to help us as a team too, and to help me, like you say, to get better.
What did you say to Robert after those two deep throws he just kind of put in those tight windows?
I just told him, good job. let's keep it going.
What's the number one thing you think you need to continue to work on?
Really, I'd say as a rookie and for all the rookies, really the playbook. Some stuff is just difficult, but you just got to stay in that playbook and really, you know, focus and take pride in studying that thing, because that can keep a lot of people from not playing.